B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
Let me know when it's 6 o'clock when you start the show.
No, it's 6 o'clock.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that means it's time to start the show. But not just any show.
Friday.
It is a Friday show. We will see the Friday Chanders back here at 7:45 for our legendary Friday free-for-all kicking off the weekend.
Right.
Plus, we got Ed Sheeran tickets for you with our Get Out of Bed for Ed contest that we've been doing all week long. Caller number 9 can score those tickets at 8 a.m. this morning. During the legendary Friday free-for-all, Loren, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I told you guys yesterday I was, like, really annoyed.
Yes, I tried to get you to punch a pinata to get your energy and anger out, but you didn't take.
Yeah, no, I didn't take. And I'm still annoyed.
Oh, good. Another day, another set of annoyances, or the same annoyances?
No, it was just, like, different things all day. Mm-hmm. So I left a work meeting with you guys, a work lunch.
Yes.
To take my son to the doctor's office.
Right.
Only to get to the doctor's office, and they tell me that the appointment was canceled because Dallas made another appointment for the same thing on top of mine. So when he made that, it canceled my appointment.
Oh, you are livid.
Livid. Okay. Annoyance number one. Annoyance number two, which has been irking me for quite a few days. Somebody broke the vacuum in my house. Okay. And it's not broken. But guess who got blamed for it?
You.
Me.
By Dallas.
Yes. And Dallas is like, well, you took it this weekend for your job. I was like, no, I didn't. I did not take that vacuum out of this house. I was like, I took it into the garage to vacuum the rug when I got back from my job.
Did he come at you with that issue after he had canceled your appointment?
So it's been going on for a few days.
Okay.
So this happened 2 days ago. And then last night after the cancellation, he came at me again.
Why would he come at you knowing that he's already in trouble for nuts?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because he's like, look, it is broken. And I'm like, it's not broken. The canister, I was like, okay. I was like, so the canister comes off when you empty the thing. Like, is that the end of the world, number one? I was like, number two, it wasn't me. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. But you know when somebody blames you for something and you get even more annoyed at the fact that they're blaming you and you know 1,000% that you didn't do it? That's where I was last night. I was like, does the thing still work? Does it still vacuum? He's like, yes. I go, okay, so what do you want me to do about it? Do you want me to throw it away? Do you want me to buy a new one? Like,
just like the way you're talking to us is the way you're talking to him, very condescendingly, very angry. Yeah. And what does Kiara do at that point?
I think Kiara broke it.
Oh.
I think she doesn't want to say anything.
Well, hell yeah, like, she sees the heat going on. She's not going to take that smoke.
But, like, I'm not upset that the canister comes off the vacuum. Like, the vacuum still works.
Right.
And why are you so hung up on it?
Maybe he broke it.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is I didn't break the stupid vacuum.
It's like that old story I love telling about high school. My buddy Sorelli was kind of like the tough kid in high school. Good wrestler, good football player. Mm. And a junior in high school had a party, and the junior put Sorelli in charge of security. And Sorelli broke the door. Like, the door slammed downstairs, a storm door, and the glass broke on it. And he turned to everybody, and he goes, don't say anything. Don't tell anybody I did this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, an hour later, the kid who owns the house comes out. He goes, dude, somebody broke the glass. He goes, get security, Sorelli, down here. So Sorelli broke the glass. We all saw it. He comes down. He goes, all right, who did this? Which one of you did this? Like, walked around to everybody at the party asking who did it. Then the minute that the kid walked away, who owned the house, Sorelli turned around. He's like, all right, thanks. Good job, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Maybe that is what happened. I don't know. All I know is I didn't break the vacuum.
Wow. I see producer Nicole wearing her Carolina Hurricanes jersey.
Yes, original from the 90s.
I love it.
Throwback.
They're balling this year, by the way.
Well, they have their outdoor stadium game today.
Oh, nice.
Fenley, yeah.
At NC State?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I wanted to, but tickets were outrageous.
Yeah. Who are they playing? Do we know?
I believe it's the Capitals.
Okay. Good knowledge. Yeah. I root for the New Jersey Devils. They're playing well. The Carolina Hurricanes are playing well. And the Boston Bruins are playing out of their minds. I think they only lost like 5 games so far, which is crazy. That's your hockey update. It'll probably never happen again. And then I got my buddy Dean in the studio this morning. Hey, dude, grab that microphone. Where's your mic?
Oh, you have it?
One. Okay. Yeah. Oh, what is he on, 3?
Yeah, he's on that one.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning to my buddy Dean, who's got Union County has off today.
Yeah, Mecklenburg County had off on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Deaner wanted to come in for to hang with us. And then what do we have to do today at 1 o'clock?
We're going to Topgolf for my friend Luke's birthday. He's turning 8.
Yep. So Topgolf today.
Okay.
Or no, maybe he's.
I'm jealous.
I'm not sure.
No. I think he's turning 8. I think you're right. Yeah. Topgolf today. Afternoon of Topgolf, and then your buddy Maney was out late last night till 10:45 playing Golden Tee with some friends.
You sent me a picture.
I found a Dallas lookalike. And up close he doesn't look like Dallas, but from afar it looks like Dallas. So I sent you a picture. We played Topgolf last night, had a couple beers.
Wait, you played Topgolf last night?
No, not Topgolf. Golden Tee.
Oh, okay.
Golden Tee. I was at my bar playing Golden Tee. I'm off the charge today, so.
But shuffleboard.
We played a little shuffleboard, too. Mm-hmm. I wasn't good at shuffleboard
last
night.
Age appropriate. I'm just kidding.
tell Lauren and producer Nicole what you told me in the car on the way down this morning to work.
So, Earth has gave us a planet where we can breathe oxygen freely and live on.
Mm-hmm.
And all we've done to it is destroy it, meaning clearing rainforests to make highway or office buildings, factories. We're sending fossil fuels everywhere. It's not good. It's not okay. So I want to do my best to help our planet.
I'm going
to
cry. Nicole's so proud of you, Dean. I mean, we're all proud of you, but Nicole's going
to
cry.
And you want to take him to a zoo. Once I fill him in, he is going to be so mad at you.
He hasn't been to a zoo in a while.
No, I don't want to go to zoos.
Nicole's going
to
come in here and tackle you.
I love this man.
She's
going to
give you the biggest bear hug ever.
And Nicole,
how is he more mature than you, Maney?
Is he more mature than me? I don't know. Are you learning about fossil fuels and stuff now in class?
Well, technically animal adaptations, but yes, kind of.
And
gosh, how old are you?
Dude, he's in the 4th grade, but trust me, Dean speaks well. He's about to be 10.
You act like you're you speak and act so much older, Dean. You're very mature.
I know.
I'll give him some documentary recommendations.
Please. He'll need to be super woke. He's woke enough. I don't need him telling me to take my electric car to work in the morning. So Dean is doing that. Your science grade wasn't great this semester, even though it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
No, it was just really hard. I don't know. It's just
like math. We're doing long division and multiplication now.
That's where I tap out.
Yeah, me too. I accidentally played 2 things at the same time.
That's okay. They're both good songs.
All right. You want to try the mash? Let's see. Nah, it doesn't work.
No. All right.
Maney and Lauren, we got to do some DM drama.
Yeah, we got to get to it. So Drew sent us a DM, and he says, my girlfriend isn't unhealthy.
Well, that's good.
But she won't work out despite me trying to get her to. I work out every day, and I try to get her to go with me. But she says she doesn't have time, even though she does have time, to binge watch TV shows and scroll through TikTok.
Oh, dude, take it easy.
Hold on. I've tried to convince her that even though she's not overweight, the lack of exercise will catch up with her one day, and that exercise will help her feel better physically and mentally. She has a lot of anxiety. It would also be a way for us to bond and spend time together, which I love the idea of. How do I convince her to start working out with me?
Holy cow.
A lot to unpack there. This sounds like something that happens in my relationship.
Yeah. And I guarantee you that the dude's on the way to the gym this morning. That's why he texts you listen so early.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't force anybody to work out. And don't, whatever you do, I do not like that line where you got a ton of time to sit on the couch and watch TV and scroll through TikTok. Why don't you do that while you're on the treadmill? What? Mm-hmm. What am I, a gerbil? No. You can't, right? Are we right, guys? I mean, like, you can't have someone in a relationship tell the other person that they need to start working out. You also can't tell them that they need to start eating better. Like, you're your own individual person. You can recommend it.
Yeah. I think the eating better is a little different than working out. Now, I don't think...
Because you can cook healthier meals. Like, right. Like, hey, I got dinner tonight. I'm making chicken.
Right. Now, as far as working out goes, I don't think you can force her to work out with you. I don't think you can, like, quote unquote, convince her. Unless you are willing to do what she wants to do. Because she might not... I hate going to the gym. I would never walk into a gym and work out.
Yeah.
I put a gym in my garage because I'm more comfortable working out by myself. I also don't love to, like, lift weights or power press or, you know, do CrossFit workouts.
Yeah.
I would rather go paddleboarding or be outside or take a walk.
Hit a tennis ball.
Right?
Yeah.
Even though... It'll go over the fence.
Yeah, or through the racket.
But he needs to find her common ground. He can't fit her into his box.
Right.
He wants her to work out. He has to find what she is interested in and go there.
Yeah, like Amanda likes to walk. So when she comes home from work, sometimes we'll go on a little walk. Right, mm-hmm. Dean? My son's here. She likes to walk.
Yep, hello. She does.
And she also tries to cook us some healthy meals.
Which doesn't work out great for the kids.
But no, listen, dude, what Loren just said is 100% accurate. You cannot force her to do what you want to do. You got to find a common ground. Mm-hmm. And there you have DM drama that we actually helped. I feel good about that
one. Me too.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
It's National Fun at Work Day. So what's something fun that you do at your job? 704-570-9595. National Fun at Work Day falls on the last Friday in January every year, Loren, just so you know.
Okay.
National Fun at Work Day was created to foster happiness and humor in the office and bring employees together, whether that is through cool things that your office has or just through coworkers and bosses hanging and having fun together.
Yeah.
Now, you and I are always interested in offices that have, you know, cool things. Like, we've visited offices in the past. And we've been shocked by the amount of cool things in the kitchen, for instance, at, you know, some of these big corporations.
Yeah, remember when we went to Waste Quip and they had like a big wall that you could write on
and
a cafeteria where you could get anything you wanted.
Yeah, they had the fountain drinks were free.
Yeah.
Like you would get at McDonald's, but it was free. And the snacks were free. Everything was free. It was awesome. I'm going to pitch here. We have our Walter, our old boss, retired. So we have a new boss, and his name's Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen Mac this week, but I'm going to ask Mac if we could set up a ping pong table in here somewhere.
Like, where? We don't have any room.
Not in the studio. Oh, okay. I mean, like in like one of the rooms. We have so much room back there. There's some space for a ping pong table, and it'd be good for camaraderie. I can go back there and beat up on salespeople. And bet them clients, like bet them plugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I have a...
But it seriously would be fun.
The way my mind works, too, I'm more creative when I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
So that would be a good idea because then I'm not, like,
right,
forcing my brain to be creative. I can just naturally be creative while we play.
Bring it up to him next week.
Okay.
Cindy in Charlotte, hi.
Hi.
All right, so the motto at work is work hard, play hard. What do you guys have that's so cool?
We have a pool table.
Nice.
With a ping pong topper.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Uh-huh.
And there's a talk of maybe possibly getting a foosball table and one of those electric, like, dartboards.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So,
and so usually every Friday we have, we call it a first Friday, where the office shuts down. We'll cater a lunch in or we'll go out to lunch, and then everybody just hangs out for the rest of the day on the first Friday of the month.
That's awesome. I'd call Dallas and be like, hey, I have to work late today. Sorry.
Yeah. that is really cool. Now we're going to ask our new big boss, Mac, if we can get a ping pong table in here. And what if he says, like, oh, I think it's going to affect the way people work around here. It's going to affect, you know, the job. How do I respond to that, Cindy?
Absolutely not, because I can tell you the guys I can hear the ping pong, them playing each other, and they don't stay back there all day long. They just go back there for a quick release.
Yeah,
bang the
gotcha.
Ball around a little bit, and then they go right back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have an amazing, amazing group of people, and it really does help.
Cool.
It's awesome. Thanks, Cindy. Yeah, it's not, like make work fun.
Yeah. Awesome teacher Sarah texted in. She said their staff does soup herbal, where everyone wears different football jerseys, and they do a potluck. That's fun.
That is fun. Good morning, Holly and Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you work at a daycare?
Yes.
And you get to play with toys all day. That is super fun.
Yes, I get to work with toddlers all day.
That must brighten your day.
It does.
You know, we're lucky in a way, Holly, because Loren, Nicole, and I, and the other people who work here at the radio station, we get to do a cool service. We get to come in, make you laugh, play fun songs, and that makes it a little easier to come to work every day. Like, loving what you do makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Let's see. Text messages coming in. Someone says, I at work, we have a full-size gym, gourmet cafeteria, and a Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh. Matt, did you hear that?
We want a full-size gym.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, Mac.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
So we do this podcast every day. It's called The Rap Party. And if you haven't listened to it, you should check it out. It's a little more Manny and Loren every day. And, you know, we talk about things that we talked about on the show like a little further. Or sometimes we bring up things that we didn't even bring up on the show.
Yeah.
We discuss them on the rap party, and they never make the air on the radio or on, you know, the app wherever you listen to us. But it's fun. We enjoy doing it, and you should check it out. It's usually up after 10:30 a.m. each day. It's called the Rap Party, W-R-A-P, Rap Party Podcast. And yesterday's rap party was interesting because we talked about something that we talked about on the air, but we went deeper into the conversation.
Yeah. I don't even know how we landed. How did we land on the twin conversation?
Oh, because so we were talking about what we talked about on the air yesterday, which was like, what clique in high school do you belong to? Because a new study came out and broke down the different cliques.
Now I remember.
And in the rap party, I said, I think it would be really funny if you had one twin who was like the band person, and the other twin who was like the athlete or the,
super popular
or the nerd or whatever it may be. I just think it's really funny when you have twins who have different personalities. And that's kind of where we want to go with this conversation. If you're a twin or you know a twin and the two twins are so different, we would love to hear from you. 704-570-9595.
There's that that new show on TLC that the twins are so much alike that I think one pair of them even have the same boyfriend, like they share a boyfriend.
Yeah.
those twins are getting like the same plastic surgery, like they're so much alike.
Yeah.
But I knew a set of twins growing up, Manny, that was kind of like you were just saying, and they were so different. And one was like, you know, a little bit more popular into sports, and the other one was a little bit more of a loner and gothy.
That's funny to me. So I knew a set of twins, and they're Jeff and Jason, and Jeff had just a little better sense of humor than Jason. Like, Jeff thought things were a little funnier and was a little more rebellish than Jason. Jason was a little more straight leaning. But it cracked me up because all we hear a lot from people is my twin brother, my twin sister. We are exactly alike. Twin tuition is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dress alike. We think alike. But what about the twins who are different? 704-570-9595. Tiffany in Gastonia. Good morning, Tiffany. Thanks for chiming in.
Hey, good morning.
So are you a twin or do you know twins?
I actually have a set of twin boys. They're in the car with me now.
And are they alike or very different?
They are very different.
How old are the twins?
They're 10.
And what makes them so different?
Twins.
Oh, there you go. Hey, twins.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, so what makes you guys so different? And do you try and be different because you are twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all try to be different. Yeah, I have one that's very kind of quiet, and the other one is just outgoing and, you know, loud, crazy.
That's the one we're hearing, clearly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Was he the first one out?
Yes.
The loud one was the first one out?
Yes.
Ooh, I wonder if that has something to do with it, like the older twin? Huh.
A little more dominant?
Interesting. I'm trying to remember who was older in the twins that I knew.
I don't know. Tiffany, what are the boys' names?
Isaac and Isaiah.
Isaac and Isaiah.
How often do you get them mixed up?
Every day.
And you did that to yourself, Tiffany. I can't feel bad for you for naming them Isaac and Isaiah. I would have had Rob and Tom or something.
Even that's like hard.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for chiming in. And I think being different when you're twins is good. It gives you your own individual personality, mm-hmm. right? Katie and Charlotte said, I'm a teacher, and last year we had triplet girls in our grade. One was a tomboy, one was a loner, and one was a brainiac.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
They were all very different.
Yeah. All right, we'll take more calls on twins, but completely different from each other. I love this.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
Real quick, we got a couple people on hold, Ren.
Okay.
The conversation that we threw out there this morning was what?
Twins that are different. We want to know all about you.
Yeah, I find it really funny that twins are completely different.
Because you always hear about, like, the twin tuition and how much twins are alike.
We got a text message that said, my best friend is a twin, and they're total opposites. One's been in jail and doesn't have custody of any of her kids. And the other twin is super Christian, that's married, and has everything she could want.
Wow.
That's got to be hard as a twin, I would think, to watch your other twin do, you know, do life so differently than you.
Yeah.
Kelsey and Charlotte, hey.
Hi.
Now, your twins are only 8 months old. How can you really tell that they're different?
Mine are, like, they don't look alike at all. One has dark brown hair like myself, and the other one has blonde hair. My second baby, she is loud, and she tells you that she's in the room and she wants her attention. The other one will just sit there, and she'll play by herself on the floor, and you'll never know that she's there. I mean,
now, to go along with that theory that we just brought up with our last caller, was the one who's loud and boisterous the first one out?
No, she's my second one.
Interesting.
Thanks,
okay.
Kelsey. Victoria and Clover, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Victoria texted in, and we had to get her on because she is a quadruplet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like, are you guys all very, very different, or is it like twos and twos?
Growing up, like two and two of us got along better together, but as we've gotten older, our personalities have kind of developed more. But like as far as like characteristics, like hair color, eye color, personalities, like being more outgoing or a little more reserved, we're all just so very different.
So like just real quick, because we got to take a break here, but out of the four of you, like, just give us one trait for each one of your siblings.
So more of like our interests, I guess, around our job. So like my brother is a barber, so he's really like OCD. And then I'm a nurse. And then my sister is really into like fitness and nutrition, and she's a dietitian. And my other sister is like really OCD as well, and she kind of focuses on like the dental industry. So she's a hygienist.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Huh. And you all look alike.
Not at all.
Really?
Get out of here.
Our brother has like jet black hair. One of us has blonde hair. And the other two of us have like a mixture of like blondish brown hair.
I love it. Life is amazing. It really is.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
Got a brand new Messing with Bomb 5 Live coming up in just about an hour from now. Ed Sheeran tickets at 8 a.m. during the Legendary Friday Free For All kicking off that weekend here soon. So I told you I chased somebody around the neighborhood yesterday because they had something in mind.
Yeah, who are you chasing around your neighborhood?
It wasn't a kid.
It was a dog?
It wasn't a dog.
Hmm.
It's brown.
The UPS man.
Yeah, the UPS guy. Did you ever do that?
No.
So we ordered something that needed a signature, and I knew that I had lunch with the Zero Res crew yesterday with you uptown here.
Yeah.
So my guy, my awesome UPS guy, he cruises the neighborhood and drops off between like 1 and 4, and that's the exact time that I was gone, and I needed to have a signature. So I went on the app, the UPS app, because I'm sure everybody has that on their phones. Why wouldn't you? And you can't change the signature release. So I can't. I tried to find something where it was like signature required, like just yeah. leave it. But you can change the drop off. So I added my neighbor's house to be okay. the drop off so that he could sign for it. He works from home. I gave him the heads up.
Okay.
But before I left the neighborhood to go uptown to meet you guys for lunch, I was like, let me do one drive-by. He could be in the neighborhood. I went down that street. I'm looking for him. I mean, I'm a cop, and I have an APB out on a brown truck. Looking left, looking right.
Did you find him?
Drove all around. My neighborhood's pretty big. Went down this street, went down that street. And, you know, it was like that. I was, like, anxious, you know, because I'm, like, turning right here, and I'm like, ooh, maybe he's there. Nope, not there. Maybe he's over there. Nope, not there. I went to the Kohl's in my neighborhood because I know that's where he loads and unloads sometimes. Sometimes he has lunch in the parking lot. Oh, I was stalking this fella.
Yeah, you were.
The problem was I couldn't find him. So no luck, I didn't find him. So I come home, and of course there's a note.
Oh, no.
And the note's like,
he got there while you were out looking for him.
Sorry you were out. And I got the notification on my phone, too. Sorry you were out. We were unable to catch you. We'll try and grab you tomorrow. Today, I'm going to be gone at almost the same time again.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to make sure that my wife, if he knocks on the door, my wife will have to sign for it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I need this package. It's important to me.
Clearly.
It's my Cologuard.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
I don't think Cologuard makes you sign. I still have the Cologuard box in my bedroom from before Christmas.
Time to get rid of it, buddy.
I think it's time for me to send Cologuard a little present, right?
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Laura, welcome to the Manny and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You are playing Can't Beat Lorette today, but you got a crew with you. Who you got?
I do. I have my daughter.
Who you do today in Can't Beat Lorette?
Okay.
Throw her out of the studio, you guys.
All right. Lorette, get out of there.
Okay, going.
All right, Laura, Addie, Erskine, Charlotte, we're ready for you to play Can't Beat Lorette. Let's see how you do. Channing Tatum admits, Mom, you answer this one, okay? Don't ask the kids for help. You ready?
Okay, got it.
Channing Tatum admits he'll tell his daughter he used to be a stripper when the time is right. What movie franchise does he star in?
Avengers.
Mom, only mom's allowed to answer this question. Mom, do you know? It's magical, Mom. No. Mom, Channing Tatum is a stripper in these movies, and it's magical. You haven't seen him?
No, I haven't seen them.
Kids, make sure your mom watches Magic Mike, okay?
Okay.
Sorry. The Grammys are saluting rock. All right, listen to this one. The Grammys are saluting rock legends, the Beach Boys, with a special star-studded tribute concert. That's going to include performances by John Legend, Liam Rimes, and this One Call Away and Attention pop star. Who is he?
John Mendez.
Did anybody? What? I couldn't hear.
John Mendez.
Okay. Question number three. It's been a good season musically for SNL, and that will continue on next week when this band that Chris Martin is the frontman for takes the stage.
I got this one. Coldplay.
Question four. This blue James Cameron film is now the fifth biggest movie ever. This blue James Cameron film is now the fifth highest grossing movie ever. Three.
Go. I don't know.
2-1. All right. Question five. Miley Cyrus's entire catalog is getting a huge boost from her new single. We dedicated a whole weekend to the song. What is the name of that song? The new one.
I'm sorry. I need you to repeat the question.
Miley Cyrus's entire catalog is getting a boost from her most recently released song. What is the name of that song?
What? Flowers. Flower.
All right. Come on in, Lorette.
So bad.
They're yelling at Mom.
Oh, what did Mom do?
Wasn't great.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. I just sat here while they called in.
It's Friday.
She's blaming the kids. The kids are blaming mom. Laura, Addie, and Erskine.
Okay.
They got two correct.
Okay.
All right. But I think they're going to be mad at the ones they got wrong.
Okay.
Channing Tatum admits he'll tell his daughter he used to be a stripper when the time is right. Okay. So I said only Laura's allowed to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
What movie franchise is that?
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike is the answer we were looking for. I even told Laura it was magical, the movie, and she didn't have an answer.
I still didn't know.
All right.
I still have to tell you something.
Good for you. You don't need to watch that filth like Loren does. All right, question number two. The Grammys are saluting rock legends, the Beach Boys, with a star-studded tribute concert that is going to include performances by John Legend, Leanne Rimes, and this One Call Away and Attention pop star. Three.
Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth is correct. Unfortunately, they said Shawn Mendes. 2-0, Loren. It's been a good season musically for SNL, and that will continue on to next week when this band with Chris Martin as the lead is going to take the stage.
Coldplay.
That is correct. They knew that one as well, so it's 3-1. This blue James Cameron film is now the fifth highest grossing movie ever.
Avatar.
Avatar is the answer we were looking for. You knew that. They did not.
Avatar 2.
Yeah.
Whatever.
4-1, Ren. And Miley Cyrus's entire catalog is getting a boost from her most recently released song. What is the name of that song?
Flowers. It's Flowers, so good.
Flowers is right. They knew that one.
Oh,
final score, Loren 5 and Laura, Addie, and Erskine 2.
All right, guys. I'm so sorry.
Please, no fighting in the car when we get done, okay?
Okay. We'll try. No promises.
All right. She wants to hear it. Go ahead.
All right, we are Addie and Erskine in Charlotte, and we cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Laura's a bystander.
Yeah, Laura kept her name out of it. Keep your mom's name out of my mouth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Messing with Mom.
All right, it's time for Messing with Mom, 5 Lies, Loren.
This is the best segment we do.
You love it?
I love it. Bailey's on the phone, and she wants to mess with her mom, Helene. She said she's out of town. Bailey, what do you think your mom's going to do when you call and mess with her?
Oh, she's going to freak out. Like, my mom doesn't play around like that. She's not
going to
be happy.
Okay. So where, you said your mom is on vacation. Where is she now?
Yeah, my parents go to Tucson every winter for a couple weeks, and I house sit for them, watch the dogs, make sure everything's okay. So this is like something I do regularly for them.
Okay. So something catastrophic should happen at the
Absolutely.
House naturally, right?
Absolutely. We've already got your 5 lies written when we saw this DM come in the other day. We went to work for you. So you're ready for your 5 lies?
Yes.
All right. Now, lie number one is, Mom, I had a really bad stomach, like a bad bout of food poisoning.
Okay.
Lie number two is going to be that you used her bathroom and it was so bad that you clogged the toilet.
Okay.
Lie number three is your boyfriend came over and tried to fix it, but actually made it worse.
And then lie number four, I think, should be that, like, you called a plumber and the plumber came, but he said it smelled so bad that he couldn't stay in the house. So he left, and the water is just continuously coming out of the toilet.
Oh, goodness.
And then, obviously, if you get to lie number five, like, you could just say, Mom, the house is pretty wrecked. The water's all over your carpet, the carpet in the hallway.
Like, I think you're going to have to call the insurance company.
Oh,
all right.
This is going to be good.
If you get through all 5 lies, you know the drill. We'll hook Mom up with a prize. We'll see how far along you get, okay?
Okay.
All right, you dial her up and conference us in. From here on, you do all the talking.
Got it.
What's wrong? Why are you calling me?
Mom, I have a really bad stomach. I'm pretty sure I have food poisoning.
Oh, well, I told you not to eat at gas stations. Why don't you ever listen to anything I say?
I know. I need to. But here's the thing. I used your bathroom, and I clogged the toilet real bad.
So that toilet never clogs. I mean, it has seen the worst of your father, and it has never even blinked. So I don't know how you could possibly clog the toilet. You weigh like 100 pounds.
Yeah, no, it's real bad. I had Trenton come over, and he tried to fix it, but it just made it worse.
What the hell does he know about plumbing anyway? He's no master plumber. You should have called a professional.
So I did. I did call a plumber. I called a plumber afterwards, and he came over. But he ended up leaving because he said the smell was so bad that he couldn't handle it. And he, like, ran out of the house.
So you're saying that a professional plumber came to my house and it was such a disaster that he ran away like a cartoon character? Yes. All you had to do was feed the dog and take care of the house. But you scared the plumber.
Mom, like, it's so, so bad. Like, I'm worried.
You sound pretty damn worried. You're giggling your ass off. Why are you laughing while you're telling me there's on my carpet?
Holy cow, what a vulgar mom. We gotta stop this. I don't have any more delay left.
Bailey, you broke on us.
I mean, Mom, if you cuss anymore, we're gonna get our radio station's
sorry.
Gonna come apart. It's Maney and Loren. You're on the radio. This is Messing with Mom, Five Lies. If you made it through all five lies, Bailey, Mom would have gotten a prize, but alas, you only got through four.
No, go back. I'll do it again. Give me something.
Messing with Mom.
It's the Maney and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Now I'm mad. I feel like you know how you started your day horribly?
Yeah. What'd you lose?
Ah, here it is. I found it.
Okay.
Price I lost something for a minute, and we're recovered. We're okay. I should blame my son. He's here today, sitting in the studio. All right, so we found this from 17. Do you remember reading 17 when you were younger, Loren?
17 magazine?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was still around.
Well, now it's just a website, this 17. And 17 put together the most romantic love songs list. So we pulled a couple of these gems, and I figured that we could play a couple of them for you to make sure that you have them in your love songs list.
Okay.
Do you have a love songs list on your like Spotify or Apple Music?
No.
No?
No.
So if you want to set the mood, what do you do?
There's no mood setting in my house.
Oh, my God. You are so grumpy today. All right, maybe this will get you in the mood, Loren. Here we go. These are the list of the most romantic songs to add to your date night playlist, according to 17. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Ben Platt, Ease My Mind.
Darling, only you can ease my mind. Help me leave these lonely thoughts behind.
No, I will not.
When they pull me under, and I can feel my sanity start to unwind.
How's this one?
Darling,
I get it. It's not my jam, but.
Can ease my mind.
All right, how about this one? Here's another one. Our buddy, good friend of the show, Charlie Puth.
No matter where you go, no, you're not alone. I'm only one call away.
The website 17 put together their most romantic songs playlist to add to your date night.
Okay. Sit down with those.
Yeah, I like this one. Song
yeah.
I never really saw as romantic, but you're right. Maybe it is romantic.
I kind of agree. That's not what I would consider a romantic song,
yeah.
But I like it.
That would be like my dad talking to me where he's like, I'm only one call away. If you need money for anything,
right,
holler at me.
Right. But I guess it's like a long distance relationship,
yeah.
Maybe.
This is Ellie Goulding, Starry Eyed.
Oh, yeah, I can get down with this one now.
Finally hit a nerve. Dallas is taking notes. about got to have Justin Timberlake on there. I know producer Nicole added this one on the list for me because my wife loves her some Justin Timberlake. List of romantic songs from 17, Justin Timberlake's on twice.
Oh, what's
Until
the other
the
song?
End of time is the other one.
This was a good concert.
Yeah, it was. And you can't do a romantic song list without the Rascal Flatts, Back to Life.
Story about Rascal Flatts.
Oh, yeah? Do you have time to tell it?
I think so. Dallas got into a fight with one of them at a bar in Vegas.
One of the Flatts?
Yeah.
Or the Rascal?
I don't know which one. I can't remember. But
oh, my gosh. Why?
One of their wives had her dog in a bag, and she had it. Like, we were all together. Like, we had mutual friends, so okay. We were, like, all in the same area. And the woman kept putting the dog bag down, and then people kept throwing coats over the dog bag. So Dallas, like, moved the coats to the side and opened the bag a little bit so that the dog could, like, stick its nose out and get some air. And the woman and her husband went off on Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Dow. I'm just like, trying to help.
I was literally just trying to help.
Was it the Rascal Flatts that people say looks like me?
No.
This
I don't,
guy?
I don't know. It's the one that was married to a former Miss Tennessee. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, whose dog was it?
It was her dog.
So why wasn't Dallas allowed to help her dog breathe?
Well, I don't know if she thought, like, she was upset that he was touching her stuff.
Don't feed the dog.
Yeah.
All right. How about The Weeknd, Die For You? This is on 17's. Most romantic love songs you need to add to your date night playlist. New one, I like it. Newer. And then when producer Nicole saw the list, she goes, ooh, one of our songs is on there.
Oh.
Her and Jess, her fiance, due to get married in October, and this one will be being played at their wedding. It's Taylor Swift, Invisible String. Don't roll your eyes.
Is this off the new album, Nicole? Oh, she's on the phone. Do you know the answer to that? Isn't it
just so pretty? Yes, this is off the new album. This is off the new album, right?
No, I just said that.
See? This is off the new album.
It's not off the new album.
Oh, it's not off Midnight.
I just said no three times. I heard you the second time. What album is it? Do you know?
I think it's Evermore or Folklore,
yeah,
one of those.
So out of all those songs around, only one touched you?
Yeah, and it was like the loungy EDM one.
All right. Well, there was like seven more on there that we didn't play, and they include Harry Styles, Ariana Grande, Halsey, and Bruno. So we'll put the whole list up at kiss951.com so you can spice up your date night.
I love you so much. I listen every single morning.
Oh, we're glad we could put a smile on your face. Thank you so much for listening.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
I saw a picture floating around social media that Pete Davidson removed the Kim Kardashian tat that he had on his neck.
Oh, really? I'm not surprised.
Grand opening, grand closing, yeah. Pete Davidson. I guess, you know, he's spotted with all sorts of new women, like, week after week. I can't keep up. Let's see. Chase Sue. Is that how you say her last name? That's who he was hanging out with in Hawaii. But I saw...
I don't know who that is.
And I might not be saying the name right. I apologize. His new girlfriend.
Scroll down so I can see her.
They were in Hawaii together, and so they were photographed coming out of the water, and he had a tat for his one-time girlfriend, Kim Kardashian, on his neck, around by his neck, but it's over. Remember, it said, my girl is a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer visible. Also missing was a brand of Kim's initials.
Yeah, the brand thing is interesting to me.
NSCP. And an Aladdin-inspired design, because that's how they met on SNL. Now, producer Nicole, we've talked about this a bunch of times where we wanted to help people get rid of their tap mistakes. And behind the scenes, we're working on potentially doing something to help people get rid of their, you know, their tap mistakes or wipe away a tat. But just to remove a tattoo and not change it is kind of complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, it's a lot more painful.
Really?
Mm-hmm, it's a lot more painful. It probably, it's very expensive and a lot, it takes several, like you can't, you don't just do it in one sitting.
This is to get rid of it, not to cover it up.
Right, to get rid of it. And they use like electric, like.
They laser it off.
Yeah, because they have to dissolve the ink.
I had a friend who he dated someone who had like a big wreath. Like, kind of like you have a little bit, but it was bigger than that even, producer Nicole, and she was having that removed. Ooh. And I just remember I would see her, I'd see her at the pool, and then a couple weeks later I'd see her at the pool, and it was just like going away, little by little.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Pete's using his body like it's a piece of paper, and he can just erase, you know, his mistakes or whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is.
But that's really cool, because that's one of the huge reasons and big reasons why I don't have any tats, is because I'm so afraid that it is so permanent to me. I mean, like, I had earrings growing up, but my hole is pretty much closed. I don't think I could stick an earring through my hole.
Can we try one day?
My son Dean's sitting on the floor.
Dean
yells
hasn't
out, yes.
said anything for 2.5 hours. I say, can we try to stick an earring through it? I hear, yes.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we could try. It'll hurt probably. But anyway, the point is, Nicole, is that like now, maybe the thought process on tattoos is that it's not so permanent. You can change it.
No, I don't think that that's the thought process, nor should it ever be.
But for me, though, it should be.
No.
Why?
Because
if that's what's holding me back from getting some ink,
first off, you would never get ink. Second off, they do have like they have not so permanent tattoos to where you can get a design, get it, and like it fades away way after like 3 or 4 months.
That's called
henna.
That's
not henna.
No, it's like
I'm being you so
actual
nerdy
type of tattoo.
Is it? Do you have to have a needle enter your skin?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's just like
that.
A design.
Oh, it's kind of like a test run.
I'd do that.
Yeah, see, I was thinking of maybe getting like Dean and Ruby's name, or, I mean, a long time ago, I wanted to get like the Jets logo.
Oh.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
Based on that reaction. How many people out there actually either covered up some ink that they had or had it removed entirely? How many of you went the Pete Davidson route? 704-570-9595. I mean, Pete had 3 tats on his body, all in honor of Kim Kardashian. And on these last photos of him and his new girlfriend, they're gone. It's the Mania and Laurent Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Dean, do you put your headphones on? My son Dean is
here.
Oh, okay. Switching on.
Hello.
You know who sings this? Who's?
Let me sing. Hold on.
It's on our playlist.
Charlie Puth.
Not Charlie Puth.
Close enough.
It's Walk the Moon.
Close enough.
It's not Shut Up and Dance. It's the one that comes after that. It's called... well, who cares what it's called? It's Walk the Moon. No, it's called Avalanche. That's right. We're talking about tattoos, and Pete Davidson, he had his tattoos in honor of Kim Kardashian removed. He had My Girlfriend's a Lawyer. What did it say?
It said My Girlfriend's a Lawyer, yeah. But he also had a brand.
Yeah, he had that removed, and then... He had a couple other ones removed that were all in honor of Kim Kardashian. So we're wondering, you know, to remove the tattoos, it's a little bit painful. You can always change the tattoos. But what is it and why did you have to remove or change a tattoo is what we're curious about at 704-570-9595. You can call us or text us like Emily did. Good morning, Emily.
Hey, Eric.
So yours is a matching tattoo situation.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I don't know, early 20s. I had a roommate. We were friends, like, all throughout middle school, high school. And we ended up getting a matching tattoo, which, come to find out later, it was, like, from anime, which we didn't realize. And neither one of us were really, like, anime fans.
You just liked the design, so you went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, once we found that out, she kind of was like, eh, okay. So she ended up actually getting her covered up before we even, like, fell out, which came later on.
She got hers covered up because she didn't like it. Then you just said that there was a falling out, and that's why you're getting rid of yours.
Yeah, and just
It was Young and Dumb tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
That's
it
true.
It happens sometimes.
All right, thanks, Emily.
I can't keep my mind, you know what I mean? Like, I change my mind so much. There's nothing that I would want long term.
I know, that's what I was saying. Producer Nicole said that Jess is working on removing a tattoo also. Her fiancé. So, you know, hey, what's more expensive, removing or getting one?
I would think removing.
Yeah, it probably, I mean, it depends on what you're doing. Like, I mean, to have a full sleeve that that you have, like, I mean, that can cost thousands of dollars to get. And with removing, if you have a small tattoo, it's probably end up going to cost more just because it's so many sessions. So.
Yeah, a longer process. The machine's probably more expensive. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. Yeah, that sucks. Hey, Dean, does your mom have a tattoo mistake?
She does. She does.
I'm sure this is just what she wants. Her
Nicole, do you know that son. My wife has one?
Yeah, I do.
They're lips. It's lips. A pair of lips.
You know what? Where is it, Dean?
Nowhere where I should tell you.
She's going to kill the both of you.
What? You were the ones. You asked the question. She's going to kill you, too.
You went down that road.
Go ahead, Lauren. Tell your mom's tattoo story, too.
Oh, yeah, but my mom's wasn't real.
Yeah, you thought...
I thought my mom had a tramp stamp for, like, 2 years of my life. Like, full-on scarred me in a bathroom one time because I saw it in the mirror.
Ask her what a tramp stamp is.
And I was too afraid to ask her about it.
Yeah, my 10-year-old son.
Yeah, what is
10.
It?
It's a lower back tat.
Oh, great.
Right above the booty.
Yeah.
That young girls typically have.
Which apparently are coming back now. I don't know. I read an article that they are.
That's so funny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.